USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is less than pleased about a tentative deal to avert another partial government shutdown.
Am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy. But am I happy with where we're going? I'm thrilled.
President Trump speaking there at a cabinet meeting at the White House, the president also had a message for Democrats.
It's all going to happen where we're going to build a beautiful, big, strong wall that's not going to let criminals and traffickers and drug dealers and drugs into our country.
Drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was found guilty on all 10 counts. He's expected to be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. Guzman was the leader of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel. And a winter storm is forcing the cancellation of thousands of flights from Chicago to New York. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Speaking at former Congressman Democrat John Dingell's funeral today, Vice President Joe Biden remembers the longest-serving member in Congress.
But now he too belongs to the ages. Generations of Americans are going to study his work, know they're better off because he lived. And I remember a man who could always be found standing firm on the right side of history.
A monthly gauge of small business optimism has slipped a bit. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reporting that as of December, there were approximately 7.3 million job openings, and that beat the previous high set in August. Job openings increasing in a number of industries, construction, accommodation and food services, and health care and social assistance jobs leading the way. Experts had forecast a slight increase to 6.9 million openings, but again, that's well below 7.3 million.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During a recent radio interview, Democratic Senator from California Kamala Harris admitted that she smoked pot in the past. She also added that she inhaled. Harris is running for president in 2020, and she's for legalization of recreational marijuana. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie joins Fox News and has a message for Harris.
Studies show that marijuana, especially for young people, is a gateway drug into other drugs. It's wrong to do it. Kamala Harris can laugh all she wants, but she should go to some of these funerals that are happening around the country. I wonder if she's ever done that. Gone to a funeral and looked in the eyes of parents who had a child who died of an opioid overdose and have those parents tell them the stories about how it started for that child with marijuana. I've gone and done that, and maybe Senator Harris should do that.
It may not be as romantic for Valentine's Day, but you're being urged to skip the milk chocolate candy and replace it with a cup of dark hot cocoa. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Dr. Lona Sandin, a registered dietitian at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, says, in terms of protecting the heart, research has shown that drinking a cup of dark hot chocolate can be equated with drinking a glass of wine. She reminds everyone typical candy bars or boxed chocolates may be tasty, but their added fat, sugar, and calories make them less healthy treats. Cocoa beans are rich in the antioxidant flavanol that protect arteries. I'm John Clemens.
I'm Tim Berg. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.